Yes.
Hi, Richie. I have on the line with me the county.
With what county?
With the Pennsylvania county.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia. So, hi. So the reason why we called you today is because the patient who we're calling about, Merrill Jackson, has a case open to get onto the waiver program. We haven't heard any information in regards to that. We just want to know if you can give us the update on the waiver.
Okay, I can look into that for you. Could I get either the case record number or your Social Security number, please?
For Merrill Jackson. Jackson, do you have that?
It's 182-42-6875.
All right, thank you. One moment. And, Mr. Jackson, could you tell me your date of birth, please?
3/4/1954.
All right. And could you verify your current mailing address and phone number?
1745 Winsam Street, W-I-N-S-A-M Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19138. Phone number is 215-410-4753.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let me take a look at what notes I can see on your case here.
Taking too long, man. Come on, get it. Well, this case that opened back up.
All right. So the most recent note that I see on the case is from February 13th. It says that they sent out a request for verification information. I don't see anything since then.
Do you see all the, like, imaging, all the paperwork was received, maybe?
Right. They got everything. I just have to do that.
Richie, 1 second, please. Ma'am, what were you saying?
I don't see any update, any documents in the system since January 15th. So
right.
I don't see any.
Was there any last note
documents
left from
any
casework or anything?
Y'all not listening. This is the last portion. They need his income, proof of his income. Because I've seen PGA already, and they approved his waivers. They're supposed to send him. But the last step is to proof of income. But what I don't know is, where do I take this proof of income? To the welfare department?
You can drop things off, certainly, in person. You can email them.
Where, though? Where?
I can give you a fax number.
No. Just
I can provide that to you.
Where to take it?
Where
do
to
I take
them?
Right.
Yeah, you could take it. Hold on 1 second. So you could take it to one of two places.
Okay.
It would be the office at 301 East Shelton Avenue.
Right. Okay.
That's
office.
Probably the closest place. Yeah, you could also take it to the LTIS office at 5070 Parkside.
Parkside Avenue, right. Okay.
Let me just ask a quick question just so the agency, so we have more clarification. So you're saying that based on the last notes, there wasn't anything mentioned besides what Richie mentioned. There wasn't anything else that was needed?
They sent out a notice asking for information. Let me just look
about
the notice to see what it says.
Yeah, I just got that. They want to know where.
So they are asking for bank statements.
Right.
If there's any life insurance policy, they want a copy of that. So let's
it's none of that, though.
All of that information. A PA 1768 form.
All I have is I got an award letter from a benefit letter from Social Security. That's all I get.
They still need a form from the broker, right? They didn't get that yet?
Wait, it doesn't look like we have the PA 1768 now.
Okay.
And then the biggest thing looks like they want is the bank statements.
And that wasn't received, okay.
Yeah, I don't have no
bank. I don't see any of that.
Okay, thank you so much. I do appreciate your help. Is there anything else that you can tell us that may assist us? Basically, he just needs to submit all the paper that pertains, right?
Yeah, that's all that I see. Yeah, is that all that paperwork needs to be submitted.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, thank you so much, ma'am. Have a good day. Richie, just stay on the line with me 1 second.
All right, thank you both. Have a good day.
You too, bye-bye. Okay, Richie?
Yeah.
Can I have a second of your time?
Absolutely, please.
Okay, so from what I'm understanding, really this case isn't even in, near the approval stage because a lot of the information that they need is missing.
Yeah, but listen. The lady from PGA, that was my third step I had to do. She came. She says, listen, you could call your UPNC lady. The coordinator, and let her know that I'm putting these right in. His waivers have been approved already from the last time.
So I don't know what PGA is.
She did a whole PGA is the Philadelphia for the agent or something. Agent care.
So Richie, I'll tell you what that means. In order for you to
All right, so what you saying?
That's what I'm trying to get to. So if you just give me 1 second to fully explain where we're up to, I could help you.
Right.
So in order to get the services, she has to be medically and financially approved, which you know that already. Area and aging is one of the assessments that you go through in the medical part. So if you had a lady come down from area and aging and say that they're putting in the paperwork, that's just one part of the process. It doesn't mean any approval. Now, I don't know what conversation you had, so I'm not going to deny anything you're saying. I'm just saying what it sounds like. So what I can just tell you right now is that because we just heard straight from the county themselves, which they have the last say in the approval, they just said that not every old information is there, so they can't even approve it. And to add on to that, the main form that opens up the case is not even submitted from the broker yet. So from my experience and aiding people in this and getting them onto the waiver, all I can say is that I want to help you as much as I can, as much as you'll allow me, but we need to call into the broker, have them come down to Merrill so they can fill out that application form to send it into the county, because the county doesn't even have that.
Who's the broker?
So the broker is the first step in getting onto the waiver program. They're the ones who fill out the form that opens up the case for you with the county, and they give the first assessment. Now, it could be you already had this assessment, but because so much time has passed, the case is closed. Yeah, so what they would do now is just give Merrill a call over the phone just to reconfirm some things and send in a new form because the county doesn't even have that.
But I got the guy's name and phone number who did the first assessment.
That's just the representative of the broker.
Yeah, he's the broker.
Yeah, I'm about to go eat.
Go ahead.
So, listen, Richie, my job is to, since you have a case open with us, my job is to aid you and tell you what to do so you can get this efficiently. I can't help if you want to go on your own and do whatever you have to do. I know how this works because I've been doing this. It really just sounds like we have to call into the broker, get an idea of where they're holding, and see where the status of this case is holding, and we can go from there. Right now, none of the financial paperwork that needs to be submitted has been submitted. Even if you can't submit some of that paperwork, there's still things that I can do doing this for such a long time. I know ins and outs and how to get out of it. So I can't just be on a stagnant plate right now and just be like, okay, this is it. Like, we have to be able to be a little bit more proactive here. I'm offering to call into the broker with you in regards to Merrill. You just have to tell me how much more you want to put into this because I'm willing to do work here if you're willing more, but I can't be the, like, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, well, you could call it broken. Because it seemed like everybody's just been lying to me. Come on, move. Because they tell me all this shit has been done. Now you're trying to tell me that none of it's been done.
Well, you heard the county yourself. They said that none of the bank statements is, and the form is not even in.
Mm-hmm. They sent me a letter this week saying that they needed the bank statements, any property you own, any pensions, all that. Yeah, they sent me a letter saying he needed that.
I can help you.
I was going to go off 48th Street and do it.
I can help you. I can really, really help you as much as you allow me to. But there's things we could be done, you know, Richie? So tell me how much help you want from us, and I'm willing to give it. I just can't do the back and forth. Let's be on the same page.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you want to call it a broker, you can call it a broker.
All right, let's call them together and see what... Yeah, let's do that. Hold tight with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
While we transfer you to a customer service representative.
I'm the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Danielle. My name is Sheer. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line with me a mutual participant. They're just wanting to look at the status of the case. We just got told from the county that there was no waiver form sent or it's been expired, so we just want to get that fixed up.
Okay, and you said you're from Family First Home Care?
Yes.
And what was your first and last name?
S-H-I-R-A. Last name is Dell, D-E-L-L.
And the phone number you're calling from?
267-551-7419.
Okay, applicant, I now need to obtain your personal information. Please note that we will not speak about your application without your written and verbal permission. So do you give me permission to discuss your case information while Ms. Sherry is online?
Yes.
So this is for Merrill Jackson.
And what's your first and last name? Oh, he's not the applicant?
I think, Richie, you're Merrill's son, right? Brother?
No, yeah, I'm his brother, his caregiver. He lives with me.
Okay. And what's the applicant's first and last name?
Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, at Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Date of birth?
3-4-1954.
Verify his address.
1745 Winsam Street. W-Y-N-S-A-M Street. Philadelphia, PA, 19138.
And your phone number?
215-410-4753.
And is it okay if I place you guys on a brief hold just to see why the application closed?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so it looks like the applicant doesn't have to reapply with us because his waiver services ended because he went into the facility. So now that he's discharged from the facility just needs to send a discharge paper to the county assistance office, and then you guys can work with the managed care organization, who was UPMC, for them to send a new PA 1768 to the county assistance office to reinstate service.
Okay, so just one more second. The facility needs to send what?
Discharge papers to the county assistance office, and then you guys work with UPMC to get the waiver services reinstated.
Okay. So facility discharge paper to county, and then the insurance needs to submit what?
A new PA 1768. They're reinstating the services.
Yeah,
do you mind just saying that a little bit slower for me so I can get it down? PA 17?
PA 1768.
68 to reinstate. All right, thank you. All right, and is there anything else?
Yeah, but we did all.
Any other questions?
No, I did all that already. I submitted them to. That's how he got back on. That's how he got back on welfare.
So is UPMC?
No, what happened was I told you they transferred his welfare over to Montgomery County, which was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to the county, and I reapplied.
Okay.
He got it all. He got all his medical and food stamps and all that back. He got that already. He's been to welfare already. That's how I started this process. It started with welfare.
Right, but it wouldn't be. Did you reach out to Montgomery County to have them do an inter-county transfer to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
So that he can get the services there.
They did that. That's how come he's going medical here and everything. He's going Philly. He gets all that.
Yeah. So what insurance was it that you were saying, ma'am, that needs to send out the new
UPMC?
Yeah, I got her number. I got the coordinator's number, Shannon.
Okay.
No.
Fine. Let me see. All right. Superintendent Aroma Broker, thank you so much for your assistance. Richie, just stay on the line with me.
No problem.
Okay. So.
Shannon.
Richie, let me ask you something. You have the discharge papers that you did already?
No. Nope. I didn't need all that, man. I told you, I reapplied. So I was having a hearing to take care of all that. But a lady at the welfare office told me it'll take forever. Work with me, and I'll get it pushed through.
So you know what I'm thinking, Richie?
We reapplied. What?
Let me tell you what I'm thinking. If we're able to get the discharge papers from the facility, what I can do is, if you send it to me, I could send it into the insurance and speak to the insurance directly and see what they say.
I'm telling you, they hard to deal with, man.
I know, but the agency could probably get through to them in a different way than the
No, we did it. You know what I had to do? I had to go to my city councilman's office to get this these people at this rehabilitation center to move on it, period, because they were stealing his money.
Oh, God.
They took five of his Social Security checks. He wasn't receiving no checks on Social Security or
That's
nothing.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I had to go to my city councilman's office, and they got somebody that's intimately involved with Social Security right in their office. So once they heard, I wrote it all down for them, what happened, mm-hmm. They moved on it. When they moved on it, they said, yeah, you're right. They do. They have been getting your brother's checks.
Wow.
So I said, okay. So the quickest way for me to get things done was to reapply. And I did all this through one of the representatives of welfare, Miss Brown. Oh no, Miss Cook. I still have her phone number. She helped me with all this.
Well,
so we just my girl reapply. I mean, helped my brother reapply.
Yeah.
We've been accepted. He gets his medical. He gets his little stamps.
But that was all for Social Security and everything. But for the waiver specifically?
Yeah, this all goes with it. I'm trying to tell you.
I know you're trying to tell me, but I'm telling you it's a little different. Because
okay. Well, you work it out. You know how to work it out.
No, all I'm saying is that
you could get the discharge papers from the people, and you could send them.
Well, let me ask you something. Is he discharged?
Yes. Been discharged for 5 months.
Okay. Cool. What facility is he with?
He lives with me. He's not
within
the facility.
I know.
What facility was he with? Oh, yeah. Ivy Hill Rehabilitation Center.
Ivy Hill Rehabilitation Center. Okay. And do you have a number there for anyone I could reach out to?
No, I Googled them. You could Google it. I don't talk to nobody there.
Gotcha.
I got into a big mess up.
Okay, so I won't tell them that anything. But do you know where they were?
Yes, 1400 Ivy Hill Road.
Ivy Hill Road. Okay. Now here's what I'm gonna do, so you know what's going on. I'm gonna call and I'm gonna try and get the discharge papers. Okay.
Go ahead. I told you to go ahead and do it.
Okay.
I'm giving you permission.
All right. I'll get back to you and see how that goes. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to hear. Yeah, you call me and let me know how you make out with that.
Okay, let me just make sure I pull up the right place. The Ivy Hill Rehab.
I'm going to look it up for you right now.
Rehabilitation Center, 1401 Ivy Hill, Philadelphia Road, PA. Is that it?
Yeah, hold on. I'll see it for you.
Acute Nursing and Rehabilitation.
Is that the one?
I think so. Let me call them now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You stay on the phone or?
Wait.
All right, I'm going to call them now. I'm going to see what they have to say for themselves, okay?
Sure.
All right, take care.
All right.